On the campaign trail, Donald Trump vowed to save coal mining jobs. But who will have to pay to save those jobs? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier. We all remember the financial and auto bailouts during the Great Recession. They arguably saved big parts of the economy from further destruction. The Trump administration says the federal government now needs to step in to prop up the coal industry. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has proposed a rule that will force the electric grids in some parts of the country to basically guarantee profits for coal and nuclear plants. Ben Storo is a reporter for E&D News. He says the best way to think of the plan is that it will pay more for energy, like coal and nuclear, that can be stored on site.
The best way I've heard it described is from Bloomberg columnist. He called it the squirrel plan, and that's because they're basically paying coal plants to store 90 days of fuel at the plant. Nuclear plants already do that, so they would also benefit from that. But the coal plants, the theory is that if you have the fuel on site, if a big extreme weather event like the polar vortex or there's an emergency of some sort, if you have that fuel on site, it's ready to go. You can burn it and that'll make the grid more resilient.
But I mean, is 90 days of power supply going to actually help keep the grid operating after a hurricane or some sort of, unforeseen event? Why would we need 90 days?
Yeah. Well, I think it's fair to say that this proposal is extremely controversial, and there's a lot of people who question the basic assumption of the whole plan. There's a consulting group, the Rhodium Group. They did a study. They looked at federal data of power outages, and they found that 0.00007% of all power outages in the last 5 years were due to fuel supply problems. So at its most basic, the criticism of this plan is that it's trying to solve for a problem that doesn't really exist. And we've seen a lot of the grid operators come out against it. We've seen state regulators from states like Ohio come out against it. We've seen the oil and gas industry form a really unique alliance with renewable companies. There's a pretty small base of support for the plan that largely centers around coal mining companies and a couple of coal-reliant utilities.
Who is going to pay for this, and how much does it cost?
The simple answer is you, me, and everybody else who consumes electricity. We're the ones who ultimately pay at the end of the day. People would be unsurprised to know that supporters of the plan say that this is a relatively modest cost and especially worth it. And opponents say that it's going to be really, really costly, maybe into the billions of dollars.
That's Ben Storo, a reporter for E&D News. An independent federal commission will decide what to do with the proposal this month. You can find more of that interview on our podcast, Trump on Earth. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier.